Thursday, October the 1st. 7:30 a.m. I woke up to find that my chin is covered in spots. How can I face Pandora? 10 p.m. I avoided Pandora all day, but she caught me at school dinners. I tried to eat with my hand over my chin, but it was very difficult. I had to tell her. She said it makes no difference to our love, but I can't help thinking that her kisses didn't have the same passion when we said goodnight. Monday, October the 5th. They've taken Bert to an old people's home. At first, he shared a room with another man, but then the other man died. Now Bert is the only man in the home. Pandora says that women live longer than men. She says it's a bonus because women suffer so much when they're younger. Our dog is missing. I'm worried about my father. He lies in bed until lunchtime, then he watches the TV. He isn't looking for a new job. Tuesday, October the 13th. We had an angry phone call from my grandma to ask when we were going to collect our dog. The stupid dog has been there since October the 6th. I was shocked when I saw it. It looks thin and old. In human years, it is 11 years old. In dog years, it must be ancient. 8 days with my grandma must have been hell. Sunday, October the 18th. 8 p.m. I've just returned from a 2-day survival trip with our youth club. It's wonderful to be back in civilization. I slept on hard ground in a sleeping bag. I tried to cook chips over a campfire. We walked through rivers. I couldn't have a bath or clean my teeth. No TV or radio. I don't know how I survived. My eggs broke, my bread got wet, and nobody had a tin opener. Thank God cheese doesn't get wet, break, or come in a tin. No school tomorrow. I can't walk. Friday, October the 23rd. I had a letter today from the hospital. It says that I've got an operation on October the 27th to remove my tonsils. This is a complete shock to me. My father says I've been on the waiting list since I was 5 years old. So I have suffered from tonsillitis every year for 9 years because the health service hasn't got enough money. Saturday, October the 24th. We went shopping for new pyjamas. My father complained as usual. He didn't understand why I couldn't wear my old pyjamas in hospital. I told him I would look stupid in my Peter Pan pyjamas. My grandma phoned to say that she knew someone who had their tonsils removed. He bled to death on the operating table. She finished by saying, "Don't worry, Adrian, I'm sure you'll be all right." Thanks very much, Grandma. Monday, October the 26th. 11 a.m. I went to see Bert. He also knows someone who bled to death after his tonsils were removed. I hope it's the same person. I said goodbye to Pandora. She cried. She gave me one of Blossom's old horseshoes for luck. 6 p.m. I am now in hospital, alone. Tuesday, October the 27th, 4 a.m. I haven't had anything to eat or drink since yesterday evening. I'm dehydrated. 6 a.m. They woke me up. The operation is not until 10 a.m., so why can't I sleep? I've got to have another bath. I told them it's the inside of my body that is being operated on, but they don't listen. 7 a.m. A Chinese nurse stayed in the bathroom to make sure I didn't drink any water. She was watching me, so I had to put a hospital sponge on my thing. 7:30 a.m. I'm dressed like an idiot. I'm very thirsty. I have to hide my diary somewhere. My mother has arrived. She's going to put my diary in her handbag. She promised, on the dog's life, not to read it. 9:15 a.m. They're coming to get me. Midnight. No tonsils. Terrible pain. It took my mother 13 minutes to find my diary. She's got a very big handbag. Friday, October the 30th. I was able to drink a little of my grandma's soup today. My father brought me some crisps. It would be easier to eat razor blades. Pandora came at visiting time. We didn't talk much. There isn't much to say when you're between life and death.